It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Murnoll with KRWG News. A local mental awareness nonprofit organization is offering several education courses at no cost to the community. Emily Guerra talked about this with Micah Pearson, Executive Director of the National Alliance of Mental Illness Southern New Mexico Chapter.
What is NAMI?
NAMI is the nation's largest grassroots mental health advocacy organization where we educate, advocate, and support persons living with mental health conditions and their family members and caregivers. So many wonderful and exciting things happening with NAMI Southern New Mexico, and they hired me as the executive director specifically because we realized the need was so great for what we could be, but we didn't have anybody dedicated because we were entirely volunteer-driven up until this point. We didn't have anybody dedicated to, you know, building the structure out so that we could have it. So we have such great things happening, and we just need people to be aware of it. We provide a wide array of fantastic education support programs, several of whom that have affected me personally, and I'm grateful for. And as well, one of the things that we're known for nationwide is that we've developed a patient advocacy program that is unique in that we actually have a person with lived experience go with patients to their providers or to court or wherever they need to, and they feel that they need an additional level of support.
What challenges have you had for people to apply for this help?
Some of it is just lack of awareness and recognition. Since our program is so unique, not too many people know too much about it. So, and when I mean unique, I mean we're the only NAMI that really actually has a staff dedicated to that. And it's been so successful, we are taking it nationwide and evaluating it at larger scale. But we just have to get the word out. And then we also have to have people with that lived experience in place who are trained and in place. And so that's been two of the challenges of building out the program.
What was your passion in getting involved with this?
My passion is that, as I said earlier, I'm directly affected. I live with bipolar type 1 rapid cycling with psychotic features. I also have post-traumatic stress disorder and attention deficit hyperactive disorder and a dash of anxiety disorder for seasoning. And I've been a guest of our two common mental health facilities that are our criminal detention facilities. And I've also been hospitalized, lost my job, been homeless. And NAMI is what saved me from all of that. My parents took the family-to-family class, which teaches family members and caregivers about mental health conditions and treatment options, coping skills, and crisis management strategies. They took that class and used the skills they learned in that class and saved my life. So when I realized that they learned those skills from this organization that I had barely heard of at that point, I dedicated my life in service of that organization so that other people wouldn't have to go through what I did. And that's why I'm really excited that for the first time in the history of this organization here, we're finally bringing our Spanish language versions of our programs, namely Familia a Familia, which is the Spanish language version of Family to Family. And that's actually starting on April 19th, and we're looking for people to sign up for that too.
So that's a 12-week course. Familia a Familia, family to family. Now, what are some of the wide varieties of mental health conditions?
There's a lot of them. We cover everything from, like I said, bipolar disorder, which was traditionally known as manic depression up until a few years back, schizophrenia, post-traumatic stress disorder, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, depression, anxiety. We've had a lot of depression and anxiety, of course, in the last, you know, year and a half or so. We've seen cases of that skyrocket. And COVID forced us to change. You know, 1 in 5 Americans will experience something to do with mental health in their lifetime. Even if they don't end up with a lifelong diagnosis, they will have a mental health crisis in their lifetime. And we're here to support them through that process.
And are people, besides not being aware of the organization, but is there some reticence to be able to seek this type of help?
There is a lot of stigma still associated with mental health. One of the reasons why I've been very clear to say that I have a mental health condition and not mental illness is because I'm not broken for having it, and it's something I manage and live with. And I'm very careful to say that I have bipolar disorder and that I am not bipolar, because the second somebody hears the condition, they forget the fact that you're a person associated with it. And, you know, that's how we end up in jail instead of hospitals. And so there's a lot of stigma culturally around it as well. So A lot of cultures believe that, you know, if you have a mental health diagnosis, it's because there's something wrong with your family or there's a weakness of character, and not just a medical diagnosis like having heart disease or diabetes. These are the same thing. It's just one's in your brain and the other's in your body. And weirdly enough, what's going on in your body can affect what's happening in your brain.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Micah Pearson at our website, krwg.org.